You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Michael Logie with Killing Time. We've got Michael in the studio this morning. Kia ora, how are you?
I'm pretty good, yeah.
It's nice to have you up here. Listeners will know you from many musical projects across the years. F and Math, The Mint Chicks, Die Die Die, a few other bits and pieces. And we're here to talk about this solo collection of work that you just released from an EP called FKD Night. People can spell it out and say it to themselves at home. And after nine, I can read it out for you more explicitly. But this is a really amazing collection of tunes. What was the genesis for this project?
It's been going for since about 2016.
Oh, nice.
I don't know. No, I haven't been releasing any music for ages. So it's kind of, yeah. But I don't know what the genesis. I suppose after I had been helping Cody Nielsen on his birthday suite EP. Well, not for the EP, but for doing the live performances. And so, we put together a little synth setup to perform those. And then I was like, I've got literally 1,000 demos on my computer, so
wow.
I was like, that's not good. that's bad state of affairs there.
But, too much to choose from.
So that was it. So then going, which ones of these work through a hardware synth setup?
So
just started kind of building a little thing together, kind of buying stuff on Facebook Marketplace.
Nice.
Recording with it, selling it.
That's a good way to do it. Just keep the cycle ticking over.
Yeah. So the tracks on there have probably synths of, quite a few different people.
Nice. What would be, I guess, if you sort of had to be like, this synth was very useful, did you have a piece of hardware that felt like it helped pull things together a little bit?
Not really. The lockdown is what made me actually finish it.
Aha, classic.
It was good because, literally recording, demos since well, forever, yeah. you know, and then not finishing them and having a folder with 1,000 songs. It's like, oh.
So there's a lot of people who couldn't relate to that.
Yeah. So the lockdown kind of helped me kind of go, okay, you've got a little bit of time here. Mm-hmm. Although it was kind of weird because you're like, should I be planting potatoes or something as well?
Should I be baking bread? What am I supposed to be doing right now?
So it's like, am I just,
planting musical potatoes instead?
Yeah.
You know? It's a terrible analogy, but it is really like been interesting to see the sort of stuff that's come out of lockdown for people. And this is a really cool project. I think for listeners who, you know, haven't heard your 1,000 demos or been on the journey with you since 2016, it's just come out really perfectly formed. It sounds very, you know, deliberate and like it knows what it's up to. Does it feel like that for you, or is that,
For me, it was kind of like these are the ones of the... I've been working on a lot of tunes. I always just work on about, you know, a bunch of like 10 songs or something but do that. Kind of like,
pick a fave. But
yeah, and that's it's the same with anything as well. Like at the moment, I'm obsessed by making the videos for it as well.
Yeah, cool.
So just like start concentrating on that for ages and then, now this.
I get totally
sidetracked on. Yeah.
Yeah, completely.
But so these were just the ones that kind of fit together.
Awesome.
And, yeah, it's kind of an ad for the album in a way because it's got the intros and outros kind of have little sneak peaks.
Very cool. So the album, when is that going to eventuate? Is it done or is it still in the works?
No, it's not done. I don't know, next year, hopefully.
Nice.
Yeah. I've got enough stuff to do it. But
got enough stuff to do several albums.
I need another lockdown,
man. don't bring it on us. it has been quite interesting, though, when people had that time to just think about what was in front of them or spiral off into, you know, existentialism. Both things can be true at the same time, I think.
But,
you know, there are some really interesting completed sounds that have come out of that. What would you say, you know, if you were trying to pick a sort of a sonic palette or something for this, where were you drawing on influence-wise?
When I was living in St. Kevin's Arcade, Myers Park is pretty, my window is literally like outside looking, you know, the top of Myers Park sort of thing. So every kind of breakup that happened, if you ever broke up,
in Myers Park, Michael heard it.
Yeah. I was like, shut the fuck up. Oh my God. There's just so much, it's such a cool place.
It's a great place to scoop some ideas from. That's like watching, a soap opera outside your window, basically.
Yeah. It just never ends, though. That's the problem. So it was good to, I haven't lived there for ages, but that's kind of,
channel those moments into some music. Yeah.
And to be fair, most of the stuff that is on the EP was kind of written there anyway.
Yeah, cool. So that's sort of its like time and space stamp, maybe a little bit.
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah, lockdown Myers Park. If you broke up, you're on this record.
Oh, it was before lockdown.
Oh, this is pre-lockdown Myers Park.
It was like years before that.
Oh, of course, because you've been sitting on these tracks. So when you listen to them now, do they feel new to you still, or do they feel like things that you're happy to have this idea done and out there so you can think about the next thing?
I'm happy to have it done because I've been waiting to release them for a while, but it also has given me enough time to kind of make the recording sound okay and that sort of thing.
Yeah, totally. I mean, you've played in a bunch of bands, you know, that have your more quote-unquote traditional instruments and your traditional band setups. What's interesting to you about, I mean, jumping between different styles of music making? Do you have a favourite mode, or is it more of a it's easier to work in this way? How do you kind of end up landing on this particular project?
I have always been making electronic music. It's kind of like the first... I always played guitar and drum machine. But that's how I kind of met Cody from Minchicks in high school. I had a drum machine, and
it's a great way to make music friends. He's the guy with the drum machine. Yeah. You should know him.
And then we were just we used to make a lot of electronic music. In fact, I put out a little. Like back in 2001's Stinky Jim put like a song of mine on his Sideways 2 compilation.
Oh, cool. Yeah, nice.
So, yeah, and then I haven't really stopped doing that. Ifemeth was probably me trying to merge that with playing bass guitar.
Yeah.
And, yeah. I didn't, right now, as it stands, I don't feel I was quite successful at that. So I was like, nah, I'm not going to do that. I'll just keep do electronic music and then play the bass in bands, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Keep those, you know.
It's a really good, like, thing to have, though, those abilities to spring between spaces and modes of music making. We were just chatting off air about the potential of some Michael Logie gigs in the future.
Oh, yeah.
How does that work? Are you, you know, a one-man band when you're performing this stuff, or would you bring other people in, other synth sounds in? What's the
vision? It's kind of like, it's all sequence, you know, like I don't know, I'm not sure, like, if it's electronic music isn't really live, you know, that's the problem. It's like, you know, if you go to see, I don't know, the Chemical Brothers or something, they're not, like, you know, singing the song. Although I am singing during it.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
But yeah, it's the hardware setup I've kind of built is like a MPC, and then it's sequencing sequencing all, like, yeah, a whole bunch of different synths, so I can kind of control all of the, yeah, all sorts of stuff, really. It's kind of fun. It took ages to figure out, like, what would be a fun way to kind of perform electronic stuff, because it's, yeah, you need to find a way that you're enjoying yourself
totally
without, like, obviously you can't, like, be on top of all of the stuff. It's, like, just not possible.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like figuring out what it is you think would be fun, sort of thing.
Totally. That's
so
exciting.
I'm not quite doing the Dan Deacon. he just actually controls the light show.
Yeah,
all
nice.
The time. People are like, oh, fuck, that sounded amazing. It was like, yeah.
Yeah, thank you. But that's pretty cool, though, I reckon, trying to find the way to enjoy it and have as much input as feels good in that moment and make it a fun performance for you and the audience. It's a good goal to have, I think.
Yeah, it doesn't sound exactly like the, you know, the recording. Mm-hmm. Which,
which is probably good, yeah.
Yeah, like that would, yeah, it is trying to just recreate them, like, yeah, using the equipment that's there.
Awesome.
But it just so happens it was made on that stuff.
Well, we'll keep our eyes out for some potential future Michael Logie gigs. Yep. Speaking of things we can keep our eyes on, the music videos are a very big part of the world of this EP. Where have you been sort of drawing inspiration from for these? Because they're quite cinematic, some of them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the first clip for Mask or whatever, that was my friend Roman Mitch. He's an artist, Auckland artist. He's been doing a lot of AI kind of stuff. We kind of worked together on it. I kind of made a little crappy video, and then he kind of took that and
made
it good. made it really cool. And then as after that was kind of done, I'm not sure what to say about it. Yeah, the prompts he used were kind of interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like, I'll let him talk about that sometime.
Save his own, trade secrets on that one.
I'll fuck it up. but then after that, like, AI is moving pretty fast in terms of, like, the tools. Like, it looked really difficult how he was doing it. Man, this is way above me.
Yeah.
And then, possibly a month later, someone wrote some tools that made it a bit easier.
Oh,
so
cool.
I was like, oh, okay.
Now
so
I can
have
a go.
So I made one for Don't Go Out.
Cool.
And then I'm making one for Killing Time Now.
Awesome.
Which is cool.
That's exciting.
Yeah. It's a pretty fun space to work in. It's like not, it's not quite like, you know, on DALL-E or whatever, DALL-E E.
Yeah,
just go, and then...
Garfield.
It's actually pretty tricky if you're trying to make something specific, you know what I mean? Like, if you're just interested in what the computer's going to spit out, then sure, you know, like,
get some interesting stuff.
But if you have a specific direction you want to go in, it kind of is still quite a bit of work, you know?
Yes.
But it's super fun.
Oh,
I reckon it's
awesome.
a cool way to do stuff, because I don't have the budget or time to animate the stuff that I'm trying to do. So yeah, but the Killing Time one will be good. That's I'm pretty proud of it so far. But I'm waiting for a alien mask from AliExpress. So,
oh nice, got to get that coming, and then you can really make it.
It's kind of got a space theme, so yeah, I need to wait till it's turning up in December, and then that'll be ready the next day, depending on how fast my computer can process what I'm doing.
Excellent. Well, it is an otherworldly sound and an otherworldly visual landscape that you've created for this. Michael Logie, thank you for coming in to have a chat. We are going to listen to Mask now, which did the rounds on both the playlist and the top 10 for a while as well. Cheers for coming in. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.